Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio, Kate Olson, the Cass County Extension Education Director. Is that still your title?
Program Coordinator, Program Director, sure. Most people just call me Kate. Hey, Kate.
For a while it was a seed.
Yes. No, yeah. County Extension Education Director. That was just a mouthful. Yeah. So we get rid of that.
Yeah. And seed, nobody wants to be the hayseed,
no.
Right?
I mean, I've been called worse, but I'll take director. It's fine.
Director, there you go. We all know what she does and what folks like her do across the state. Right now, doing a lot.
Yes. Lots of stuff going on. We've got all the Master Gardener stuff going on across the state. We've got tons of stuff going on with day camps. We're working on some community programs. We're gearing up to host a Master Gardener class this fall. So we've got a little bit of everything going on.
Yep, and helping provide information to folks who have been suffering a little bit from wet and flooding and all that kind of stuff. It's been a really busy and awkward spring.
It's been a very busy spring. It's been a very tough spring for a lot of folks. I know our statewide Iowa Concern Hotline getting a lot of traffic this year. Offering sometimes mental support to folks. We've also got some legal information available through that hotline. So definitely a resource that a lot of folks are taking advantage of. And I know there's been some information out on like prevented planting and stuff like that that's available too, because it really is, this has been one heck of a spring.
Needless to say. And before we get into the specific topic that we want to talk about here today, too, just a quick plug and a reminder that don't overlook your local extension service. They have a lot of information going in a lot of different directions. So if you are dealing with whatever issues you might be dealing with on the farm or not necessarily on the farm, don't overlook them as an important resource.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got, again, obviously lots of farm-related resources going out right now. But we're lining up stuff for the summer. We've got parenting resources. We've got some food preservation stuff coming up this summer. And then, of course, tons of youth programming as well, and working with some community partners on getting some community programs going, too. So, and, of course, always we take the walk-in calls. We take the questions, and got a lot of information on our website that we try and share with people as timely resources become available, too.
Absolutely. And although the extension services in each individual county all kind of pull a lot of information from the same place, they all sponsor and support different types of programs, too. So not every county extension office is the same. Check with them to see how they can fit into your life, too.
Absolutely.
Okay, now with that advertisement taken care of, let's talk about specifically what we sat down to talk about today. The Master Gardeners program is offering some summer webinars again, webcasts for folks to pick up on some different aspects, things that they might be able to fit into their lives.
Absolutely, yeah. The summer webinars have been very popular with the public. The State Master Gardener program offers these annually, and it's a great way to get local experts or get statewide experts into your local extension office, if you will. So we're hosting these sessions at our Cass County Extension office, but it's presentations by statewide experts on specific gardening topics, and they're all very timely topics. I'm kind of excited about all the topics that they're offering this summer. So it's a great way for people who are interested in learning about gardening to come find out more about timely topics and very specific topics that they're interested in. It is offered by the State Master Gardener Program, but you do not have to be a Master Gardener to participate. So anybody who wants to learn more about any of these topics, you can attend one, you can attend two, you can attend all of them. You don't have to attend them the first one in order to attend the third one. They're all very topic specific and open to anybody who's interested at no charge. Just come in and sit down and listen and learn more about gardening.
I know those who are Master Gardeners do get benefit out of this.
Yes.
But they are also, these webinars are also based toward everyone. Anyone can get something out of these.
Absolutely, yes. They'll be, again, they are statewide experts that are doing the presentations, but they're absolutely at a very easy to understand kind of basic, if you've never learned anything. So for example, pollinators gardening is our first topic for the month of June. Whether you're familiar with pollinator gardening and just want to gather some more information, or whether you've always kind of wondered but don't really know where to start, this webinar will kind of walk you through step by step some of the resources, some of the background behind why pollinator gardens are important, and the basics of how you could start one or where you should put one or things you should look into if you're interested in that. So like you mentioned, Master Gardeners, if they attend, do get an hour of continuing education credit towards maintaining their Master Gardener status. But if you're not a Master Gardener, you can just attend and get an hour of free education and learn more about a topic that sounds interesting.
Now, should point out, too, for folks who may have attended these in the past, you mentioned an hour of a little extra education. It's just an hour of your time each time this time. That has also changed.
That has changed, yes. In the past, they were two-hour webinars and just found folks had a hard time finding a couple hours in the summer. We are starting them a little later, so they're going to be on Tuesday evenings once a month at 7 p.m. And with the sun going down so late and people wanting to be out doing things and the summer so busy, an hour is kind of the sweet spot. An hour is, you know, kind of worth your time to come in and learn a little bit, leaves a little time for discussion and questions at the end. But it doesn't take our previously they were 2 hours, and 2 hours is just a long time in the summer to carve out of your schedule. Summers are busy.
Absolutely. Now you've got one each of the summer months, June, July, and August. First one's coming up pretty quick.
It is, yes. As I mentioned, we're going with Tuesdays. So we're going with the second Tuesday of every month, just to make it easy to remember, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the evening at the Cass County Extension Office. And our first one is this coming Tuesday, June 11th. So we'll be starting at 7 p.m. Our topic is Pollinator Garden Best Practices. The title of that is Give Your Garden Wings. And our guest speaker is going to be Jesse Lowry, who's the Director of Conservation and Research at the Blank Park Zoo. She's going to talk about pollinator garden best practices and what to plant to get that going and learn a little bit more about monarch butterfly migration and why that might be important for planting a garden, because, of course, you want to have those plants available for the butterflies during the right time period in their migration.
Now, the second one in July, if ever there was one that was meant for pretty much everybody, that is it.
Yes. Gardening Frequently Asked Questions. So Aaron Steele, who is the assistant director at Ryman Gardens, is going to be sharing an hour with us, tackling some of those frequently asked questions in the garden, everything from vegetables to flower gardens, kind of a takeoff. Our Master Gardener program in the last couple years has developed a frequently asked horticulture questions website. And I will tell you, even from where I sit, there's probably, you know, a top 10 frequently asked questions. And so he's going to tackle some of those common questions, not only the answer to the question, but kind of the why behind the answer to those questions. And he's great, obviously. He works at Ryman Gardens there in Ames. And so he kind of gets a lot of those questions from the public as they're traveling through Ryman Gardens. And so he does a great job of getting into detail on those questions, but still making it an answer that's understandable for everybody.
So since the July entire program is about frequently asked questions, will there be no time for questions at the end?
Well, we could definitely tackle additional questions at the end. I guess that is one thing. You know, these are pre-recorded, so he'll be tackling, you know, his top 10 frequently asked questions. But we will have, obviously, Master Gardeners probably attending these webinars, and plus I'll be sitting in on all the webinars. So if folks do have additional questions on the topics after the webinars, or have additional questions after the frequently asked questions webinar, you know, we'll be there to make sure that they get any extension resources or answers related to that. So if there's a topic that isn't covered, or they want more information, or, you know, one of our extension publications on a specific topic, we can definitely make sure that happens before they get out of there for the evening.
Very good. Then the last one coming up in August, kind of tie it all together.
Yes. So this one is actually the one that I'm most excited about, Ecology Meets Diversity. So how to create plant communities that mimic nature in your backyard. And this is just something that I'm kind of personally interested in, and it's getting a lot of interest, I think, in the general public now. You know, a nice mown bluegrass lawn is lovely, but as we look at providing habitat for all sorts of wild insect species, not only pollinators, but birds and other small mammals, and how do you have a backyard, or how do you have a space in your yard that you share with nature? Obviously, this is something that might be of interest to folks who like to bird watch or something like that, feed the squirrels. So there's lots of different things you can do in your yard to interact more with nature and kind of invite nature in. Our speaker for this one is Grant Thompson, who's an assistant professor of horticulture at Iowa State. And he's just going to talk more about creating plant communities that mimic nature, whether that's in your backyard or in a kind of a set-aside that you have in a side yard. And he's going to talk about all those different places you could maybe tuck in a little more natural area into your landscape.
All right, very good. So again, that's June 11th, July 9th, and August 13th, 7 p.m. each of those times. So put those on your calendar.
Yeah.
It's free.
It's free. Yep. No pre-registration required. We'll be there. We'll have the doors open. If you're planning on bringing a busload, let me know. I'll set out some extra chairs. But other than that, we'd welcome anybody to come and learn more. And again, we're always happy to answer any questions or provide additional resources after those as well.
Take advantage of the resources when they're there for you. And since we're on the topic of master gardeners, I know you've been doing some spring mini workshops. Got one left?
We got one left, yep. So our master gardeners have been set up the last several Saturdays out at the Hy-Vee Garden Center. They've had kind of a focus topic every day, but they've also just been providing general extension resources to folks who are out there looking to purchase garden plants or get some garden stuff going. Sort of a tough year to do that. Been a little wet. Mudding in the garden is not anybody's favorite activity. But we're still out there to provide some resources. So our last session for that one is this coming Saturday, June 8th. We'll have a group of several master gardeners out there at the Hy-Vee Garden Center from 10 to 11 o'clock in the morning. And our topic that we're going to be highlighting is perennial plantings. So some of those specialty perennial plantings, whether you need to create a shade garden, a pollinator garden, or a rain garden. We've got some extension publications they'll be handing out. They'll be demonstrating a few plants that might work well in gardens like that. If you're looking to put some color in a shady area or get some pollinator plants mixed into your landscape, anything like that, step out and see them. Obviously, there's no purchase required. You don't have to be a customer and planning on purchasing all of your landscaping plants there. But if you just want to stop by and chat with them, you're welcome to do that. You don't have to pre-register. They're just going to kind of be set up, come and go, stop by and say hi.
Excellent. Lots of opportunities there with the master gardeners. Hope you take advantage of some of those opportunities they provide to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're wondering what it takes to become a master gardener, you should give our office a call. We are hosting the master gardener class again this fall. So late August, probably early September, we will be starting the master gardener class again. That is a 40-hour class. So if you are interested in some in-depth horticulture education, the Master Gardener program covers everything from soils to insects to weeds to shrubs to trees to vegetables to annuals, perennials, all of that stuff. It involves about 8 or 9 weeks of class here in Cass County. We're doing something a little bit different this year. The flipped classroom is kind of a new trending thing now. So there will be the availability to pre-watch a lot of recorded sessions, and then we'll do some hands-on experiences either in the office or on field trips for those classes. And then they also get to spend a day on campus in Ames doing some hands-on education in the greenhouses and classrooms there in Ames. So at the end of that, they will be a Master Gardener intern and can start working with our Master Gardener program and volunteering across the community.
It's a fun time of the year.
It is.
Take advantage of it. Very good. Kate Olson, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.